Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Good morning, I'm Carl Fitzpatrick and welcome to this week's edition of Business Matters. Well, on Wednesday the 15th of May, the Wealth Summit will return to Dublin. This edition of the popular event, which will take place in the RDS, will feature a keynote address from former Man United star and businessman Gary Neville. The man behind the Wealth Summit, Richie Collins from Walfrid Private, joins us now to discuss the event and why tax-efficient planning is an integral component of wealth management. But Richie, before we discuss the Wealth Summit, I know that you have a very exciting trip to Vancouver coming up shortly. What's that all about?
Vancouver is actually a finance-related event, so I spoke in front of 14,000 people down in the Orlando Convention Centre on International Drive beside Mickey Mouse. So we're part of a thing called the Million Dollar Round Table. It's a get-together of the lead finance people in the world, so we're on a journey there where we're looking to scale our assets under management in the business, and we're learning from the best in the business of how you can add value to a client while still building a self-financing business. So at Walfrid Private, we're 12 years in existence, and we are basically looking to learn from the best that have made the mistakes that we've made on the finance side.
As the founder and managing director of Walfrid Private, what was your vision for the Wealth Summit when it first started?
The Wealth Summit was an emulation of what we see in America now, on 15, 20 years in the self-development space, like yourself, whereby you go, you see what you learn in America, and you come back. So, like, I didn't know what it looked like, but I knew we needed it in Ireland, if you know what I mean. You see all the rockets going off at these events in America from the fireworks on the stage and whatnot. Like, is Ireland ready for that? I don't know. So we have basically very slowly teased the concept of the Wealth Summit into Ireland. And what we did was we started off last year. We'd done a few bits before COVID, but obviously we're going to say January 23 was the starting point. We had 100 people in the Shelburne, 1,800 people applied for tickets. We basically then had 250 in the Westin Hotel in May. And then in November, we had 750 people in the RDS with Stephen Bartlett as one of the headlines.
The Wealth Summit is more than just an event. It's an opportunity for attendees to join a network and community, ultimately, that can help them to advance their wealth goals, isn't it?
It is indeed. We basically identified that business owners never get the opportunity to come together where they can talk about wealth, they can talk about bottlenecks in their business, and they can look at different things to overcome and breakthroughs for the bottlenecks and plateaus that scale might present to them on a daily basis. So in essence, it's business in a box and learning from the best who've made the mistakes that other people can basically divert from, redeploy.
At last November's event, Stephen Bartlett from the hugely popular Diary of a CEO podcast was your key speaker. For those that weren't able to attend the event on the day, what was Stephen's main message?
A message from me and takeaway that I took, and everybody takes different things, is that you should have a head of failure in your business. You should embrace failure. You should analyze it. You should sit with your team to remove yourself from the whole negativity around failure and embrace it as a way to scale quicker in the future. In addition to that, he also mentioned ways of building out a winning team, not based by people hunting down job titles, but by humanity within your business and having the right people in your organization first. And secondly, you then identify the position that they're going to take. And it's happened here in our business. We've redeployed people that we've taken on from one role based on a CV to where they can add value to the business, to our clients, and then to their own careers by being happy in their job.
Richie, the summer edition of the Wealth Summit is taking place on Wednesday the 15th of May in the RDS. But who is this event aimed at?
It's for the solopreneur. It's for the person that's thinking about getting going. It's for those that are at the startup stage of their business that have hit the plateau. They might have got the first 10 clients. They're now going for 300 grand, 500 grand, a million. They've hit the next bottleneck. They need to pull that lever to scale, to start their whole scale-up operation. And then we've got the people that have an eye on an exit from the business to have an optimized exit in a tax-controlled way. So it's anybody who's in the business, serious about success. We don't want people there that are looking for motivation, because if you're in the room, you're already motivated. You're looking to elevate yourself to the next level of scale.
I have to say, you're not afraid to invest in speakers at the Wealth Summit. How did you choose the speakers for the upcoming event?
I've seen many, many speakers globally at the events that have gone to. When we looked at the speaker manifest, we looked at the key attributes of what a entrepreneur is. They're resilient, they're relentless. And then we looked at people that we've spoken to historically and seen historically or done business with historically that fit that mantra. So if we take Gary Neville, footballer for Man United for a series, really, I'm a big Celtic fan. He owns a relentless group in the UK. He's on the Dragon's Den. He's gone through all the adversity that required him to pivot from being on the pitch and being centre stage to basically building up the businesses. So he kind of fits into the whole relentless type thing. Tim Grover, who is Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan's high-performance coach, the founder of the Relentless program in the States, and he fit the bill. He is just clinical and class to the likes of Pippa O'Connor, very successful Irish entrepreneur, Sherry Wenk, Hall of Fame negotiator, and David McWilliams.
What can people expect from Gary Neville on today?
A humble North of England lad that basically had a dream and went for it. And I think that's crucial. It's very specific to an entrepreneur. You think it, you see it, you dream it, and then you go for it. And I think he has done that. His key takeaway is all the problems that he's had in football right through to the mess that happened at Valencia, back to when he had problems in his business life, if you want to call it, right up to all the different businesses with some of the Alex Ferguson babes, as we call it, who to this day are out there smashing the world of business.
I'm aware that the majority of tickets have been sold already for the upcoming Wealth Summit, but for those that would like to get their hands on the last few, what do they need to do?
They can go on to thewealthsummit.ie or tws.ie, just to keep it short, and click the link to buy tickets. We have a discount code there just for this show called RC100.
So, Richie, what can people expect on the day?
So, first of all, they need to get to bed early the night before, because it's going to be a jam-packed, action-packed day. So we'll start off breakfast with Gary Neville for 50 hand-picked people who will join us from about 7:30, 8:00. 9 a.m. we'll have David McWilliams followed by Gary Neville. Gary Neville will be going straight to New York. He's at the, if you check out Gary Neville, he's involved in the sports agency run by an Irish guy. They deal with Tom Brady and the likes. He's out of there then. And then I believe we have Pippa on. This is all subject to change. Then we go over to the Industries Hall. Now, the Industries Hall, for me, is where it's all at. These are the hacks, the blueprints, the tools, the strategies that will help you pull the lever to scale to get that optimized exit in the future. After that happens, so in there we have corporate finance, private equity, mergers and acquisition, marketing, everything that a business owner needs in a box in a day. We give it to them in 3 hours that will help them scale. After that, we'll skip back over to the concert hall of the RDS. And in there, it's where we have the greats. We have Cameron Herald. Cameron Herald is known as a COO whisperer. COOs are very important in a business to be able to scale. Okay, it allows the entrepreneur and founder to work above the business rather than on or in. He's there. He's scaled skip companies to multi-million dollars in the States, along with many other businesses. After him, we'll have Sherry Wenk. Sherry, Hall of Fame negotiator, as I said. And then we'll finish off with our Hall of Famer, if you want to call her the Hall of Famer, which is Tim Grover, who is just an absolute genius when it comes to business scale.
Richie, turning to Walfrid Private for a moment, what are the emerging trends from an investment perspective?
Investment, I always say this, I kind of like, it's not deflect or redeploy, but investment returns are just one part of a wealth management plan. So before people talk about investment, I ask them to look at the assets that those investment returns are going to go back into, because the asset structure that you have dictates the amount of tax that you make. So the biggest gains in wealth management are not made from investment returns. They're made from the tax-efficient holding of those returns. There's a lot of people buying property in their pensions, and the reason being is the whole landlord world in Ireland out there the last number of years, people have been, it's been a mass exodus. People have been swimming out of landlordism because of tax and tenants, the RPZ, the big tax. We're swimming back in with our clients because they're buying asset-backed investments that produce income regardless of the direction of the movement of the stock market, subject to the rent being paid. But there's different models of income that you can have. So if you can buy a property where there's no tax on the rental income or growth, instead of giving half your wealth away, you're doubling your wealth by not having to pay tax through these legal special purpose vehicles that are out there. So at Walfrid, there's been a large interest from our client bank on looking for something different outside of the managed funds and the pension companies and whatnot. So with the social housing crisis out there, etc., and the landlords leaving the world of landlordism, as we call it, there's more and more demand for rental properties. So people are buying property in their pensions, and at Walfrid, through a zero-tax property offering, we find the property for them, we fund it, we manage the whole process under the new legislation of ORPS 2. We structure it that the investment returns and the growth go into a tax-optimized wrapper pre- and post-retirement back to the pension, and then we arrange a rent flow. So it's worth people exploring it there with their advisors. And in addition to that, there's a lot of movement towards the whole sustainable and green investing. So we've an awful lot of interest on that at the minute.
I also read an article in recent days from money manager David Brady, where he's advising people to brace for the S&P 500 to crash 30% before an even bigger crash comes after the US election. So there's a lot of volatility in that stock market. What are your thoughts on that, Richie?
Yeah, so look, that's very, very topical. And I've seen that myself, a double dip. Look, first of all, I have to say is that the markets over a long period of time always bounce up and bounce down. So if they fall, they go back up, and if they go up, they go down. So just your attitude towards your cover threshold for your volatility towards the investment of your assets needs to be taken into account. But with the potential double dip that's talked about there, that's why we've seen people remove themselves from the stock market over the last while, because it has been heating up in the last while, and that's why they're looking at asset-backed investments within the Irish market. So if you're in the stock market, I'm not telling you to run and leave, but it might be worth diversifying your portfolio.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Richie Collins, the Managing Director of Walfrid Private, and I would certainly recommend that business owners attend the hugely popular Wealth Summit on May the 15th in the RDS. And of course, you can book your tickets to the event on thewealthsummit.ie. And don't forget to use the coupon code RC100.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.